NRCC, House Democrats on defense after pushing for open borders, closed schools. By Sean Moran on April 6, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said Tuesday that House Democrats are on defense due to their advocacy for open borders, closed schools, and higher taxes. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, released its list of 21 districts held by Republicans that they hope to flip during the 2022 congressional midterms. This list is far shorter than the 33 districts contained in its list for the 2020 congressional elections. Democrats hold a razor-thin majority in the House and hope to fend off Republicans' attempts to retake the House, despite historical trends suggesting that the majority party experiences significant losses during the midterm elections. Since 1946, the average midterm loss for the president's party is 25 congressional seats. With Representative Alcee Hastings, DFL, death, Democrats now have a House majority of just 7 members. DCCC Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, said they hope to retain their majority by reminding voters that Republicans voted against Democrats' partisan $1.9 trillion coronavirus bill and that Republicans allegedly support conspiratorial insurrectionists. He said, "Every single Republican on this list voted against putting checks in pockets and shots in arms, and we're going to make sure voters in their district know it." The DCCC is prepared to protect our majority by recruiting compelling candidates and empowering their campaigns with the resources they need to draw the contrast between Democrats' record of fighting for the middle class and Republicans' toxic brand of defending conspiratorial insurrectionists and opposing direct relief for working families. Republicans captured 2 energy-producing swing districts, New Mexico's 2nd and Oklahoma's 5th, and the NRCC contends that President Joe Biden's anti-energy agenda will make it harder to target those districts. Democrats are only targeting 2 districts in Texas despite going after 10 districts in 2020. New Jersey's 2nd District, represented by Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, was considered a top target by the DCCC. This cycle, the DCCC has not targeted the district. NRCC spokesman Mike Berg said in a statement Tuesday, "With this list, the DCCC confirmed what we already knew. Democrats are on defense because they have to defend a toxic socialist agenda that raises taxes, opens borders, closes schools, and kills jobs." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.